Hello and welcome to the final episode of Debatatorium 2006. This is the champion debate, deciding once and for all who is the debate. I'm fumbling with my words here. I'm so excited. Who is the debatiator of the year? We have, of course, two amazing debaters here who have, well, I was going to say who won all the debates before that, but that's actually a lie. So let's introduce our two debaters. Of course, debater number one.
Hello, this is Lord Vanton Zest, and I plan on racking up yet another victory in the name of logic, alchemy, and fashion.
Yes, and now you have won, was it three debates so far?
Yes, I do believe so.
You proved to us that the Iraq War was right.
Yes.
You proved to us
abortion is wrong, and I believe monkeys will win over robots.
Yes. All of these things are, as we've shown,
and true. I did so while defeating the most crass, barbaric of opponents.
That is very
I hope
true.
This week will actually yield me a much more polite and refined opponent.
Well, let's have you meet your opponent. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Dot. I'm the smallest person in the world.
Hello. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Now, you, of course, have only won one debate, correct?
This is true. But although I was right about the one I lost.
Well, no. I mean, we proved that you were wrong.
Hey, we all believe we're right. Doesn't mean we actually are.
However, last week you did show us that global warming was not real.
True.
Not real. Okay.
That's true.
All right. So that's good. That's good. Now, thankfully, we found a topic that you guys are absolutely diametrically opposed on. And it's, of course, a very big issue. But it's pretty obvious that Lord Zest believes that there is a god, and Dot here believes that there isn't. And we're going to decide this once and for all. It's pretty straightforward, simple. Now, as the attacker, Dot, I'm going to let you go first. And tell us why. Why is it that there is, in fact, no god?
It's just not true. It's very easy to look at science and how...
I've heard of it.
Yes, the thing that we...
Science.
The thing we use to prove things true or not. And to look at evolution, the process of how we came to be. And there is no god. And that's sort of an earthly perspective on it, in general, that evolution is true and God isn't. On Planet Small, where I used to live, we actually have ways of looking at every dimension of the universe, and we have not seen such a being, so...
Now, you said every dimension of the universe?
Yes.
How many of those are there?
26.
26 dimensions?
Yes.
Okay, and why isn't there 27, for example?
We don't know yet, but there isn't.
Definitely?
Pretty definitely. We're still looking, but
right.
No.
Well,
no.
Lord Zest, do you want to say something about that?
Yes, it's quite simple, actually, the reason why there is a god. I mean, how else can I be... Well, such a beautiful young man. Why alchemy exists, and I'm absolutely wonderful at it, and why I've done such a smashing job in these past few debates.
Hang on, are you implying that you're God?
No. I'm not saying that I am God.
Oh, good.
I'm saying that there is a God, and he's simply on my side.
Okay. And so the fact that you have won these debates is the biggest proof of God.
Oh, yes, that and my inherent beauty.
I mean, I guess I can see what you're saying. In a world governed by logic, you would never have gotten this far.
Are you saying that you're not smart enough to have won
you
them on your
own? You
are
both putting words in my mouth. I demand that you stop it right there. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying that a lot of good things have been happening to me lately, and though I am quite a talented person at heart, I think I may have had a little bit of a divine help. No, nothing human could account for this just simply smashing life so far.
So like I said, you're not succeeding on your own merits, in other words.
Oh, I am succeeding on my own merits. I'm just getting a little bit of help along the way.
Well, why do you need help if you're succeeding on your merits?
Well, we all need help in our times of need.
Well, why are you in a time of need if you're going to win them naturally?
Because by our forces combined, we win. It's not so much just God alone or me alone. It's both of us working together. Two dandy old chaps.
Okay, well, we do have an expert on the line who does want to say something. Please, introduce yourself.
Dot, honey, this is your mother.
Oh, hi, so Mrs. Small, right?
No, didn't you hear the girl? She ain't got a last name.
So what's
I'm
your name?
I'm sorry, I don't know this person at all.
Oh, Dot, shush, honey.
Oh, denial.
Who are, what's your name, ma'am?
I am Amy. I'm Dot's mother. And Dot, honey, I just wanted to tell you, don't give in to peer pressure. You know there's no such thing as God, and don't let any flippy little Nancy tell you otherwise.
Nancy? Did she just call me a Nancy?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm 27. I don't need you to help me with peer pressure anymore.
Well, you don't look 27.
But
I'm
honey,
very small.
Honey, you also
called me a Nancy.
You forgot your sweater, so I'm mailing it via FedSpace to you.
Are you calling me from home?
Yes, of course, honey.
That's very expensive, Mom.
Yes, but you're my daughter, and you don't call me anymore, Mom? So I have to call you.
Mom, I think you need to figure out how to use the phone better. Why don't you hang up and try calling someone else?
But Dot.
No, okay, no, hold on. Thank you for calling. But so now, Dot, I find this very interesting because obviously you have been raised to believe that there's no God. If your mom is calling and saying there's no God,
there
right?
is no God.
So you've been raised
planet,
with that belief.
Our planet has been exploring the 26 dimensions of the universe for a very, very long time. We all know that there is no God. There is no proof of any such being as God.
So that's the faith you were raised with.
Yes.
Okay, that's your
religion.
It's not a faith.
It's true. It's fact.
Well, I mean that you believe it's a fact. You have faith in the fact.
It's pretty much a fact.
Right? It's pretty much a fact.
Yeah.
Zest.
This lady is like the Egyptian who lost his camel, stuck in denial.
I see. I now understand.
Now let me explain why.
Because it's a why would you be riding a camel in a river?
That is immaterial to the conversation.
Immaterial? What kind of material?
Probably a nice velvet.
You are nitpicking on semantics. Now let me get to
maybe
the thrust
velour,
of my...
Maybe a velour, some lace.
May I continue?
She's talking about fashion. This is your home court.
Look, it is not about fashion. It is about such things as alchemy, time travel. How could these things exist without the help of God? And how is she able to figure out that there are 26 dimensions? That is so arbitrary.
We're very smart.
Oh, that's a perfect rationalization. We are the authorities on this matter. Therefore, you should listen to us in everything we say.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Maybe.
But it's wrong.
Maybe God told them there was 26 dimensions.
Then we would say there was a God.
Well, he could be lying, too. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, you'll have to trust that I'm not.
All right, we do actually have another expert here who does want to say something about this.
Yeah, my name is God.
No, hold on, you're God?
Well, yes, I wanted to call in because I've been thinking about this question myself. And I'm not entirely sure I do exist.
Mr. Allen, can I interrupt for a minute?
Yes.
No, I'm Mr. Allen.
God, you're just having an existential crisis.
Yes, I mean, I've been thinking, we only know the world through our own perceptions, and I perceive having created the world.
Therefore, you're right.
But how do I know that's true?
Debate over.
I think, therefore, I am, but am I really thinking, or do I only believe
that I think?
Don't think about such things, God.
I need to cut this guy off. First of all, aside from the fact that this guy has been calling various scientific institutions trying to explain that he's God and he's really not, I would kind of like to ask him, if he's God, why he needs to pick up the telephone and use it.
That's a good question, actually.
I don't really think we can say fairly that there is definitely a phone there to pick up.
God?
Yes?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in my room.
Where's your room?
It's sort of heaven, I think.
Oh, don't ask questions of the big man.
Well, let's see if it's heaven. Is it white?
That doesn't mean anything.
Sort of dirty off-white.
That sounds kind of like
that
heaven.
Is simply speculation. Heaven is not any particular color. It's whatever color God wants it to be. What color do you want it to be?
I painted it like this. I think I painted... Well, if indeed I exist and the paint exists, and my memory does not deceive me, then I painted it like this. I perceive having painted it like this.
Oh, you know what?
I've got an idea. Lord Zest, we can find out if this is the real God. Ask him something that only you and God would really know.
Hmm. How pretty is alchemy?
Alchemy, yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
Okay, better question. Do you think I'm fashionable? Do you think I look pretty in this?
That's not a fashionable.
That's something only God and I would know.
I can't see you. I'm on the phone.
Well, I think you're fashionable.
Hold on. You can't see him? I thought God sees everything.
I see. Oh, that's a good point. That's another reason I don't know if I exist or not.
Wait,
if
maybe
I
the
did
question,
exist, I
God,
would
God, you're ruining
it.
Our case here.
Maybe the question actually is not whether you exist or not, because I'm confident that you do.
Okay, thank you.
But maybe the question is, are you God?
I know I'm God. What am I here?
May I test this theory?
Oh, please.
Listen, yeah. God, when I was six, what did I find in my grandmother's bathroom drawer?
A hairbrush.
I'm sorry?
A hairbrush.
No.
Now, hold on. Oh. That's not fair because you don't believe in God. So why would you have told God there was a hairbrush?
He would have been able to see.
Yeah, but if you...
But there wasn't a hairbrush. So
if you don't
matter.
Believe in God, he'd probably keep out of your business, don't you think?
No.
I believe in privacy.
In fact, I think
God doesn't care about people
who
don't care about him.
See, God doesn't... Well,
I think he'd be in my business more. I think he'd be keeping tabs on me.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm a busy God. I'm working in mysterious ways, but I'm working. And you know, how am I supposed to worry about other people's problems when not only
other
do
people?
I not know if they are
I'm
real,
sorry.
I don't know if I am.
Did you just say other people?
I've got one question. If you're God, can you make this quarter turn into two quarters?
Yeah, I could do that.
Stop hogging the phone. We agreed to split the quarter.
Oh,
my turn.
Okay, I think I know who this is.
All right, go
ahead.
Dear. I'm going to get you, Frank Allen, for what you did to me.
What I did to you.
Once these injuries heal on my magnificent body, I will decorate all of heaven with your carcass.
I'm sorry, you're in heaven?
That's the name of the hospital you sent me to, jerk.
Okay.
Maybe that's where the other guy is, too.
No, that's what he's saying. He just borrowed the phone from him.
All right.
Krautar and God are in the same place. Heaven.
That's not God. That's Lenny.
Lenny God?
I told you.
What's his last name, though?
God.
Lenny God.
My name.
See? I said stop hugging the phone!
Hey!
Okay, I think God is dead.
No, Nietzsche's just an idiot. Now, big guy. I like how you're coming in to help our case here, but...
Are you calling Krautar the big guy? Because...
No!
I am the biggest of guys!
Both of you are big guys. Now, look,
Why don't you address me as Krautar?
All right, Krautar.
Krautar, whatever your name is.
You lost fair and square.
You cheated!
No, I didn't cheat, and she's the one who beat you.
And I didn't cheat either.
I did not lose to a chair bead.
No,
there
you lost
no opponent.
You lost a dot.
Piped in sound and an antiquity.
Look, Krautar, put the big guy back on the phone for just a second.
He's busy bleeding all over my sword.
That's... lovely, but just please put him back on the phone for just a quick moment.
Does that mean you finally figured out how to use a sword?
I've always used swords through figuring.
You know, technically, Lord Zest, he actually, I think, should be on your side because he believes in not that god, but a god.
Gods! There's not one god.
There's
many
not a god?
Gods. Not as many, because I've killed many of them.
Okay. So, does that... I don't know whose side...
See,
he
supports my case several times over.
Oh, okay. That's like multiple people voting for
me. I support no one!
Well, then we'll just say you agree with me.
Okay, actually, we have another
I'm
expert.
I'm sorry. This is like... You have two crazy people on your side. This is not helping you very much.
I'm not crazy, just loud!
All right. Hold on, Krautar. Now, we do have another expert on the line.
I'm Ralph from Staten Island. And I'm calling Krautar and the Mad Dog. And I have a question.
No, really. It's not Krautar's show.
Wait! Let him ask!
All right, ask your question.
Anyway, I got a question that only God, maybe Frank Allen would know. You know how Gary Sheffield was traded to the Tigers recently? And I gotta know if that's a good idea.
Hang up!
I think only
what
God
is
would
the relevance to this?
I don't know.
This is sports radio, isn't it?
No.
It should be.
No, this is
WHRW.
We're
gonna talk about Gary Sheffield
and the
Yankees.
Get the hell off this line.
This is WHRW. This is a debate show about whether there's a God. Do you believe in God?
Oh, the hell with you!
I guess that sounds like he believes in God if he's saying the hell with us, right?
Strike three.
That's a vote for... Well, no, that's three votes for him and none for you.
Three crazy people.
I do not count
it. I am not crazy.
Can you hang up on
me? I was cheated.
All right.
I do not count one of those three.
Which one?
The guy from... That trying to get that sports show.
All right, well, you're taking away your own evidence.
He was calling into the wrong show, and she's right. He's crazy.
Oh, wait, you know what? You do have a vote. Your mom called in and voted for you.
I guess.
That's sort of a sympathy vote,
She's
though.
Kind of crazy, too, so I don't count her either.
All right. Well, so far, we don't have that much great evidence, unfortunately. Well, maybe we should...
I have plenty of evidence.
What is it?
There are 26 dimensions, and God is not in any of them.
Tell us about that.
All right.
Oh, no.
I'll follow my own counter-argument.
Okay.
God created 27. You just haven't found the 27th one yet.
Not possible.
Oh, why isn't it possible?
Because the dimensions are actually finite, and we found the walls and the lines and the ends of all of them.
Oh, God...
You're actually alphabetized, too!
God told me that there are 27 dimensions. He agrees with you that it's quite finite, but you're just simply too arbitrary with your number of dimensions. You gave up at number 26.
No, I think you have voices in your head telling you things.
No, I think you have voices in your head. You
yes,
just call
real
it science.
Voices. Voices coming from people who go scientifically...
Imaginary people.
You're telepathic?
No,
then
I mean...
why are they in your head? I don't know.
Because the voices travel through my ears and into my brain. The way that most people work.
Well,
the way that my voice is in your head right now.
All right, I would like to say that there are two crazy people on her side now.
Who's the other one?
Her.
Oh, I get it now. All right, well, unfortunately, it's about time for
Stop ignoring me!
Kraltar, do you want me to come to that hospital?
Just want attention, I'm lonely.
Don't make me come there, because I will...
Please visit!
All right, I'll send you a flower.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Now we're going to have... This is it. This is it. We're going to the closing arguments of the championship debateator debate. Please, bring it home for me, would you, Miss Small?
My name is Dot.
Sorry.
There is no God. There are 26 dimensions to the universe. On Planet Small, we have a very advanced scientific community who has explored all of the 26 dimensions in all of their finite dimensions. And there is no God. There is no proof of such a being. We evolved through evolution, and that is all there is to it.
Now, I thought before you said you were still looking.
We're still looking just in case, but there's no real reason to.
So then that's irrational of you.
No.
If there's no reason to.
Look. We always have to allow for the opportunity
that there's a God
to discover new things.
Like
not
God.
Perhaps, but I don't believe that there is one.
So
there's
you
no
are
evidence
not
so far.
100% confident in your side.
I am. Some scientists are not, so they're still searching. I am not part of that community.
And you think those scientists are fools?
Yes, I do.
Well, then how can we trust your science if the scientists are fools?
Because these are not the same scientists that discovered the original 26 dimensions. These are new, radical scientists who think that there might still be a God somewhere.
Well, that's a little confusing.
You're a little confusing.
I'm pretty straightforward.
Oh, look, she's getting combative now.
Lord Zest, please, give us your final arguments.
I'll say this. I've won 3 debates so far, but I will be highly offended if I lose this one, because out of all the debates I've been in, out of all the mockeries that was logic that was my opponent's viewpoint, this has been the greatest travesty I've ever had to sit through. I have been called names during this debate, and I have heard some of the most arbitrary arguments I have ever heard in my life. 26 dimensions? She just made it up! It is so blatantly obvious. She has given no evidence. She just simply said, I am a scientist, therefore I am right. Well, guess what? God has spoken to me and he says that there are 27 dimensions. And I think that's good enough evidence. So, I believe I should win this debate for that reason.
Mr. Allen, before you make your decision, may I just clarify a couple
of
things really quickly?
Please.
First of all, I'm not a scientist. I just come from a planet where the science is extremely advanced.
So then why should we listen to you if you're not even a scientist?
Because I know science, because I live among scientists.
Not as well as a scientist would know science.
Sure, if you want to call them, they'll say the same thing.
I don't have
Second
their
of
numbers.
All, I will say this. If there was a God, and if he was, as most people on your planet seem to believe, good, I don't believe that Lord Zest would have won, because he seems to be winning based on luck and based on his fashion sense.
A very and, good fashion sense!
And not the use of his brain, which is proportionally smaller to his body than mine is.
My God, she insults me again!
Well, I think she's claiming it's a fact and not an insult.
That's true.
Well, it's wrong.
Okay, well, do you want to say anything back to that before we do make the decision? Because she did get an extra chance to talk.
You're tiny.
That's true, thank you.
Does that prove that there's a God in some way?
Somehow, I suppose.
I'm not seeing it. Okay, well, you know what? I think it's time for me to make the decision. And it's a tough one. I'm thinking about it really hard. But you know what? Despite the fact that, over on Tractor Fiction, we decided Jack Chick was wrong about pretty much everything. Lord Zest, there is a God.
I knew it!
And, you...
I have the superior logic, I have the divine logic, and I have a mandate now as the champion of this debate tournament.
Thanks, I just want to say thanks. Help me work through a lot of
You're
things.
You're not God, go away!
He might
yes,
be.
He is, he granted me victory!
Stop bleeding on me!
Okay,
I would like to thank... Fashion, I would like to thank alchemy, and I would like to thank, well, my simple awesomeness and my superior intellect, which I'm
Aren't
sorry,
you forgetting
Doc,
someone?
But small people equal small brains. Oh, yes, and you too, Frank Allen.
No, I meant, you know.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, God.
You're welcome.
I would also like to extend thanks to all of you. And
you can't thank us. You lost.
Listen. And
she's being sarcastic.
And
she gave me a good winner.
Of Planet Earth,
loser.
Because you have helped facilitate my decision to move back to Planet Small, where people are smart.
Well, that's okay.
Come on, don't let the boot hit your ass on the way out.
We shall miss you, Miss Small. It's very nice to have you here.
My name is Dot!
I'm sorry.
Oh, get the hell out already.
And, Lord Zest, you can now add to your title, in addition to Lord, you can add Debateator of the Year 2006.
I believe my new name shall be Lord and Champion Vanten Zest.
Lord and Champion. Now listen, thank you for being here for Debateatorium 2006. This is the final episode of this show.
A very fabulous episode, may I add.
But don't despair, because next year we'll be back.
Why would anyone be despairing? I've won!
We're going to be back with Debateatorium 2007. And maybe, Lord Zest, maybe after that season, we'll have you come back and debate that champion.
That would be quite fascinating.
Thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure. Good night.